Hare Krishna. So today we'll discuss on a very important topic of Bhagavad Gita. We are introducing Bhagavad Gita in this easy class. The whole purpose is that we generate some interest, we get some interest in Bhagavad Gita, and we start studying it deeply, thoroughly, in a way which is both practical and usable, in a way which is helpful for us, and in a way that when we study it, others can benefit also. So the title of today's topic is victory only for one who is on God's side. If you are on God's side, you will win, otherwise you will lose. So it's a win-lose situation, not an ideal one, but yes, if you are on God's side, you are bound to win. Win-win. And if you are on the other side, it's only lose-lose. So it's not that you can be on either side and still win. It's not a win-win situation. Sorry. This is a win-lose situation. So if you partake on God's side, then victory is sure. Success is ensured. How so? We'll study from these verses. So first chapter Bhagavad Gita, text 14. Tatah shveta hayaryuktai mahati sandane sthitau madhavah pandavashchaiva divyo shankhau pradadmatu. On the other side, both Lord Krishna and Arjun, stationed on the great chariot drawn by white horses, sounded their transcendental conchs. So this is the setting of Bhagavad Gita, wherein Lord Krishna and Arjun, they are together on the battlefield. Now Arjun is supposed to start fighting. Now still they are sitting on their chariot, and on this side they have blown the chariots. Now after they have blown the chariots, they have blown the not the chariots, but their conchs. Then Kauravas will blow their conchs. But then we see that Bhishma in the 12th verse has already blown the conch shell just to give Duryodhan joy. But then in this verse it says both Lord Krishna and Arjun, stationed on the great chariot drawn by white horses, sounded the transcendental conch shells. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that in contrast with the conch shell blown by Bhishma Deva, the conch shells in the hands of Krishna and Arjuna are described as transcendental. The sounding of the transcendental conch shells indicated that there was no hope of victory for the other side because Krishna was on the side of Pandavas. Jayastu Pandu Putranam Yesham Pakshe Janardana. Which means the very word Divyo Shankhau Pradadmati. Divya. Whereas Bhishma Deva, although he is a great person, great personality, but since he is not siding with Krishna, therefore his conch shell has not been defined as Divya. So, the important point that we learn from this discussion is that unless and until we choose the side of transcendence,
victory cannot be ours.
Very good. So, what should we choose?
Side of God.
Transcendence. Transcendence means victory is always with persons like the sons of Pandu because Lord Krishna is associated with them. So if you want victory in life, if you want to pursue success, if you want something, a great life ahead, what should we do?
We should choose transcendence.
Yes. Choose transcendence, side with God, side with Krishna, and then see the result. And when Krishna is there, automatically what will happen? Prabhupada writes, whenever and wherever, whenever, in the middle of night, in the middle of a desert, in the middle of a meeting, even when you are alone and wherever, in the middle of a desert, on Ganga side, in hell, heaven, wherever you are, Sodhpur, Ghola, Mayapur, Panihati, wherever you are, doesn't matter. The goddess of fortune is also there. Because the goddess of fortune never lives alone without her husband. Goddess of fortune is Krishna's wife. She is Narayan's wife. So wherever Narayan is there, Lakshmi Devi will automatically come. And when there is no Narayan, then Lakshmi Devi becomes chanchala. Then you cannot hold her. People in this world, materialistic people, only worship Lakshmi Devi, but they don't want to worship Narayan. And therefore, their defeat is guaranteed. Because Lakshmi is chanchala. But at the lotus feet of Narayan or Krishna, Lakshmi is fixed. Which means all fortune is guaranteed. So, when we choose Krishna's side, when we choose God's side, then all fortune is, all success is guaranteed for us. Therefore, victory and fortune were awaiting Arjuna as indicated by transcendental sound produced by consciousness of Vishnu or Lord Krishna. Besides that, the chariot on which both the friends were seated had been donated by Agni, the fire god, to Arjuna. And this indicated that this chariot was capable of conquering all sides. Fire. Once fire goes out, it conquers all sides. Fire grows peripherally. It grows in its perimeter. Circumference. What do you call it? What is the word form of it?
Radially grows.
It grows radially. Good. This is the word. It grows radially. So since this chariot had been gifted by Agni Dev, therefore their success was also guaranteed. So these are certain signs. In Hindi we say, poot ke paon palne mein dikhte hain. Someone who is going to grow big, you can see fortunes beforehand. You can see all those good symptoms, good signs, good luck charms beforehand. Just by touching the nerve, an expert physician, Ayurvedic physician, can find out. Nadi Visheshagya. He can find out what is going to happen. That is his expertise. So we should be expert enough to see the symptoms and then understand what the results are going to be like and henceforth choose our course of action. Do you follow? Text 15.
Sir.
Yes. You have a question?
Conquering all sides wherever it was run over the three worlds. Three worlds matlab?
There are three worlds means three bhuvan. Actually, our planetary systems, they are divided into 14 parts. We are living on the ground floor. Six floors are above the ground and seven stories are below the ground. Bhutal means ground floor. So we are living on Bhutal, Prithvi Lok. Six are above, seven are down. We are on the ground floor. So the six planetary systems above clubbed into one plus our Bhutal, and then all the seven at the bottom, they are clubbed into one. So if you classify it this way, then it is called Tribhuvan, three worlds. And if you break it up, then it is called Chuddho Bhuvan, 14 worlds. Do you follow? Panchajanyam Rishikesho Devadattam Dhananjaya Pondram Dadmo Maha Shankam Bhima Karma Vrikodara. Lord Krishna blew his conch shell called Panchajanya. Now you should remember all these names. What was the name of the conch shell of Lord Krishna?
Panchajanyam
Rishikesho. Who is Rishikesh?
Krishna.
Rishika Ish. He is the master of the senses. Which means all our senses are supposed to be engaged in his service. Because he is the owner of our senses. Panchajanyam Rishikesho Devadattam Dhananjaya. Who is Dhananjaya?
Arjun.
Who is the conqueror of wealth? Arjun. So his conch shell is named as
Devadattam.
Pondram Dadhamo Mahashankham. And Pondra, it belongs to whom? Bhima Karma Virkodara. Bhima. The very name has got such a weight. Heavyweight champion. Bhima. Bhima Karma Vrikodara. He was performer of Herculean tasks, Prabhupada writes. And he was a voracious eater. And his terrific conch shell was called as Poundra. So, Lord Krishna is referred to as Rishikesh. Why? Because he is the owner of senses. Therefore, since we are his parts and parcels, we are part and parcel of Krishna, therefore our senses need to be engaged in Krishna's service. Now, Prabhupada writes, he says, the impersonalists cannot account for the senses of the living entities and therefore they are always anxious to describe all living entities as senseless or impersonal. But is it a real fact? Are we senseless?
No.
Or do we have senses?
Yes.
Do we have emotions? Do we have feelings?
Yes.
Do we feel good or we feel bad?
Of course.
Are there ups and downs in our life?
Yes.
Which means there are senses, we are not dead stones. So the whole purpose of impersonalism is to negate the senses of, negate varieties, negate personality, impersonal. But the very word imperson says I am
person.
So impersonal philosophy is not very palatable for a devotee because it negates the existence of a personality, of a personal God. The Lord situated in the hearts of all living entities directs their senses. But he directs in terms of the surrender of the living entity. And in the case of a pure devotee, he directly controls the senses. This is a 5-star line. Very, very important line. Prabhupada is giving a very deep meaning here. He directs in terms of the surrender. And in case of a pure devotee, he directly controls the senses. Controls the senses. Which means what? What does this very important line mean? That Krishna is sitting in our heart. He is ready to help us. He is ready to guide us. He is ready to nurture us, to nourish us. But only when we are ready to surrender into. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajamyaham. As we surrender into Krishna, he reciprocates accordingly. So if our surrender is 10%, Krishna will reciprocate 10%. If our surrender is 90%, he will reciprocate 90%. If it is 100%, then we should expect 100%. Then he'll directly control the senses. Then we are not the master anymore. There is no sense of proprietorship at all. Then he is the one who is directly controlling our senses. That means the senses become completely spiritualized. Then we don't need to take care of our actions. Because it's not our actions. It is his actions. He is doing his actions through us. He makes us a nimitta, a medium. So, therefore, if we surrender unto Krishna, if we surrender unto God, then just by taking God's side, our senses become purified. Now someone may question, what is the need to purify the senses? Why do we need to purify the senses? Because uncontrolled senses are not going to lead us to the right destiny. In Bhagavad Gita, we see this famous photograph wherein there are 5 horses and they are running in 5 different directions and a living entity is sitting. It's not in this version of Gita, but we know. Who is the passenger? The living entity, the spirit soul, Atma. Who is the charioteer? Buddhi or intelligence. Who is controlling the reins? What is the reins? Is compared to the mind. What are the 5 horses? They are the 5 senses. So these 5 senses are directed by the objects of their senses. Eyes are directed towards seeing a nice beautiful form. Ears want to hear something nice. It's a nice palatable sound. Pleasing sound. Tongue wants to taste something juicy. Something which irritates our senses. And nose wants to smell some nice fragrance. And skin wants to touch something nice. Something soft. Something which titillates the senses. So, 5 senses are running in 5 directions. Where are you going to go, boss? What are you going to achieve? Nothing. Are you going to reach your destination when the 5 horses are going in 5 directions? Not possible. So it makes perfect sense when we say that you should control your senses. And the best way of controlling the senses is to engage them in Krishna's service. Again, coming back to our theme. If you part on God's side, then victory is yours for certain. So therefore, Prabhupada says that on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Lord directly controls the transcendental senses of Arjuna. And thus his particular name of Hrishikesha. Then he says that Lord has got different names according to his activities. For example, Madhusudan because he killed Madhu demon. Govinda because he gives pleasure to the cows and to the senses. Yes, our senses need gratification and real sense gratification is by engaging the senses in the service of the master of the senses. Krishna will give pleasure to our senses also. But when will that be? Whose phone is that? Oh, it is the background song. So what should be done? Govinda means? One who gives pleasure to the cows. Go means cows. Go also means senses. Lord is so much worried about cows and senses. Gopal, Govinda, go lok. Go cool. Then he says his name is Vasudev because he appeared as the son of Vasudev. Devaki Nandan because Devaki was his mother. Yashoda Nandan because brought up by Yashoda Mai. Parthasarathi because now he has become charioteer. Similarly, his name is Hrishikesh because he gives direction to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So Krishna can direct our senses also in this battlefield of our life. He will help us. He will guide us. Given that we surrender unto him. We understand his will and surrender unto his will. Then he will help us. Which means surrendering and understanding his will means to be on
his side.
Then why is Arjun referred to as Dhananjay? Prabhupada says because he helped his brother in fetching wealth. And why was Bhima known as Vrukodhar? Because he would do Herculean tasks and he would eat voraciously also. Not just that you eat voraciously and don't do anything. Actually, you can't eat voraciously if you don't do anything. And if you do so many things, then you can really eat voraciously. You have the power to digest. Otherwise, you can't digest. You'll just become a fatso. So, particular type of conscience, these all of them were encouraging to fighting soldiers. On the other side, there was nothing. So on this side, there is Lord Krishna, there is Goddess of Fortune, all good symptoms, auspicious symbols. So what was the message given by sounding the conscience? That day, Kauravas were predestined to lose the battle. So one may lose a small battle, but he will not eventually lose the war. Here, from the battle, Prabhupada means the war.
Sir, so even before beginning the war, how can...
See, these are symptoms. You see, you can call it as conceive, believe and achieve. You are right on this formula. CBA. People say ABC, I am saying CBA. Conceive, believe, then achieve. See, if you can't conceive what you are going to do, then it is difficult to believe. What to speak of achieving?
Biology, we had CBA. This was the acronym. Pregnancy, gestation, parturition. Conceive, believe,
achieve.
No minor, gestation period, parturition, achieve.
So if you can conceive your victory, then it becomes easier for you to believe it. And the moment you start believing in it, then victory is all yours. Then you achieve it. So never think that by partaking God's side, be on the virtuous side is a fault, is a mistake that we did. No. It might take some time, but eventually we'll get the result. Text 16 to 18. अनंत विजयम राजा कुंतपुत्र युधिष्ठिर नकुल सहदेवश्च सुघोषण मणि पुष्पकौ काश्यश्च परमेश्वास शिखंडी च महारथ दृष्टद्युम्न विराटश्च सात्यकिश्च पराजित द्रुपदो द्रौपदेयाश्च सर्वशः पृथ्वीपते सौभद्रश्च महाबाहु शंखान् दधमो पृथक पृथक. सो किंग युधिष्ठिर, ही ब्लू हिज कॉन्चल. व्हाट वाज दैट नेम? अनंत विजयम राजा. Anant Vijayam. Krishna's conchal was named as Panchajanya. Arjuna's conchal was named as Devadatta. Bhimsen's Pondra. Yudhishthira's Anant Vijay. Nakula Sahadevascha Sughoshan Manipushpa. For Nakul it was Sughosh, and for Sahadev it was Manipushpa. And then everyone else, they blew their respective conscience. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that Sanjay, who was the secretary of King Yudhishthir, King Dhritarashtra, he informs the king that although you have tried to deceive the sons of Pandu, you have tried to cheat them, and this is not very laudable. Why? Because these signs already indicate that all these great people were going to be doomed. And what was this due to? It was due to the blind affection of King Dhritarashtra towards his sons. Affection in itself is not bad. But attachment is bad. Once Giriraj Maharaj, he is a sannyasi in ISKCON. So when he joined, he came from a very respectable family. His parents were billionaires, and they wanted to give a big check to Prabhupada. They said, Prabhupada, you can fill in the amount. It's a blank check. Give us our son back. Prabhupada said, I don't want your money. They gave the same offer to Giriraj Maharaj, but didn't budge. So, time and again, they kept on writing to Giriraj Maharaj. Then Giriraj Maharaj asked, how should I deal with my parents? So, Prabhupada made a point. Be affectionate, but don't be attached. Affection is good, attachment is bad. So, it is very important that our love, our affection should be driven by something higher. It should be driven by some values. Only a person who has got or who keeps high principles in his life can direct the affection towards a more meaningful end. Otherwise, affection in itself is a good emotion, but if it is directed without any principles, without any values, without any purpose, then that affection is only going to lead us to the drain. Affection for the Lord can give us all victory, but affection for our family, affection for our state, affection for anything else, it's of no use. Dhritarashtra had affection for the kingdom, although he was not the rightful owner. He was a blind person. He was not capable. He's a blind man. How can he direct his citizens? even if he was blind, he could have made it, but he was blind materially and he was blind spiritually also. He had no spiritual vision. All he wanted was just to be a king. So what is the meaning of a king if he can't direct his subjects out of the cycle of birth and death? He himself is caught up in the cycle of birth and death. He's so affectionate to his kith and kin, which means he is in the bodily concept of life, dehatma buddhi. Huh? He considers his deha to be his atma, his own self. Dehe atma buddhi kara. So how can he be successful? He's a materialistic person. Typical materialistic person. So how is it possible for him to win the battle of life? He's a misdirected person. This is a typical example of misdirected affection. Misdirected love. We all have the tendency to love. We want to love and we want to be loved. Because that is our natural function. But since we do not know the real object of love, therefore we suffer in this world. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem, Sadhya Kapuna, it is there in our heart. Just a second. I have to take this urgent call. So, we are talking about misdirected love. So, it is very important that we love, we learn to love, we want to love, we want to be loved. Now, the important thing in bhakti is we should know what is the real object of love. Whom should I love? What sort of love is going to help me in my life? That love which gives a sense of fulfillment. This love is not based on exploitation. I scratch your back and you scratch my back and both of us scratch each other's back. That is not love. That is just gratification. Love is based on selflessness. It's a great virtue. When a man is, he has a sense of being loved, such a person can achieve great things in life. But see the condition of those who feel no one loves them. Most of these people end up committing suicide.
Feel unwanted.
Yeah, they feel unwanted, they feel a waste. They feel themselves to be a burden. Therefore, they want to wipe off their existence. Just today morning, I heard a big IG in Kolkata, he committed suicide. He was an IG, Inspector General of Police. He committed suicide.
सर हमारे तो रोज़ का खबर हो गया था कोटा में जब थे ना तो आए दिन कोई एलएन के छत से कुछ
yes.
आखर मतलब तीसरे दिन कोई ना कोई पड़ा हुआ है कहीं ना कहीं
वहाँ such a bad such a poor state of affairs
लेटर मैं लिखा रहा था मुझसे ना हो पाएगा
I quit. It is so bad. So what kind of culture is being taught to us? So how will this real love awaken in our hearts? Savanadi Shuddha Chitte Karayodaya. Krishna Prem is there. It is not something, it is not an artificial imposition on the heart. It is there in our hearts. It is not something to be achieved by practice. All we need to do is hear with a clear consciousness. Savanadi Shuddha Chitte Karayodaya. It will automatically manifest. It will automatically appear in the heart. Shuddha chitte karaye udaye. Text 19. Sa ghoshodhartra rashtranam hridayani vedarayat navascha prithivim chaiva tumulo bhyanunadayan. The blowing of these different conch shells became uproarious. Vibrating both in the sky and on the earth, it shattered the hearts of the sons of Dhritarashtra. But there is no heartbreaking on the part of the Pandavas. Just by blowing conches, their hearts are shattered. See, this is a symptom. This is a sign. And this is Sanjay. Mind you, this is Sanjay sitting in Dhritarashtra's court in his room. And he is defining. He is not on the Pandava side. See, he is not taking sides. He is a neutral party. But he belongs to the Kuru clan. And he is narrating the whole story to Dhritarashtra, who wanted to hear something else. But the reality is being narrated to him. This is due to the Pandavas and their confidence in Lord Krishna. One who takes shelter of the Supreme Lord has nothing to fear, even in the midst of the greatest calamity. So if you take Krishna's side, then there is no worries. Free from worries. Nothing to fear about. And if you are not on Krishna's side, if you are not a virtuous, if you are not rightful in your actions, if you do not have a principle-centered life, what are you going to gain?
Sir, what is Krishna's side?
Krishna's side means that which is going to establish dharma. What is dharma? Dharmam to sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma is the law given by God. What is dharma?
To know God and to love.
To know God and to love Him. What is dharma? The essential characteristic of a person or a thing. The essential characteristic. Constitutional position. Samvedhanik sthiti. What is the dharma of salt?
Salty.
To be salty. What is the dharma of sweet? Sweet taste. What is the dharma of water? Liquidity. What is the dharma of fire?
Warmth.
Light and warmth. Heat and light. So if you take out heat and light from fire, does it remain fire anymore? What is the use of fire without heat and light? So what is the use of our existence without practicing dharma? Dharma, in a sense, is that which gives meaning to our existence. So if we practice dharma, if we choose God's side, then naturally we'll be victorious. Naturally, we'll be successful. After all, why are you studying? Do you want to become a failure? That's why you are studying. Or you want to succeed? So how are you going to succeed? What are the tools which are required for success? What is the technology?
Dharma practice.
Yes. Understand dharma and then practice it. He is my teacher. He is in Kolkata right now.
Teacher of what, sir?
He was my teacher in at my college, university, NIT. Very good friend of mine also. Although he's quite senior. He's 50. Quite elderly. But then, he's a good friend. In that sense. And of course, he's my teacher. So, I respect him.
I had Marathi friends. So, when we went to Bengal, he said,
Okay, so we'll focus on this. अथ व्यवस्थितान् दृष्ट्वा धातृराष्ट्रान् कपिध्वज प्रवृत्ति शस्त्र संपादे धनुरुद्यम्य पांडव श्रीकृष्णं तदा वाक्यम् इदमाहमहीपते एट दैट टाइम अर्जुन द सन ऑफ पांडु सीटेड इन द चैरियट बियरिंग द फ्लैग मार्क्ड विद हनुमान टुक अप हिज बो एंड प्रिपेयर्ड टू शूट हिज एरोस ओ किंग आफ्टर लुकिंग एट द सन्स ऑफ धृतराष्ट्र ड्रॉन इन मिलिट्री अरे अर्जुन देन स्पोक टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा दीज वर्ड्स सो प्रभुपाद राइट्स दैट अबाउट स्टेटमेंट It is understood that sons of Dhritarashtra were more or less disheartened by the unexpected arrangement of military force by the Pandavas, who were guided by the direct instructions of Lord Krishna on the battlefield. emblem of Hanuman on the flag of Arjuna as another sign of victory. Because Hanuman cooperated with Lord Ram in the battle between Ram and Ravan, and Lord Ram emerged victorious. Now Ram and Hanuman both were present on the chariot of Arjuna to help him. And Hanuman is giving out war cries. And just by hearing him, hearing his sound, everyone is shattered. So there is no cause of fear of the enemies whatsoever. And since Krishna is on his side, all good counsel is available to Arjun. In such auspicious conditions, lay the signs of assured victory. So success in life is very easy if we choose Krishna, if we choose righteousness, if we choose principles, if we choose dharma. In a sense, if we part by God's side, victory is ours. Harish, any questions?
Unexpected arrangement of military forces.
It was not expected, na? Atha vyavasithan drishtva. By seeing their formation of military, although their military was smaller, it was not so strong. The numbers were small. You see, everything in this world goes by figures. Dal bhari kor. I learned this formula in Bengal. Dal bhari kor.
Sankhya
Garishtha. Sankhya Garishtha. But what is the use of Dal bhari kor? If it's a big group of donkeys and asses, it doesn't make sense. So he didn't expect. Now, this Duryodhan, he was a cunning fellow. He went to Krishna and Krishna was lying down. Arjun also went. Duryodhan went by his head side and Arjuna chose the lotus feet. So naturally when we get up, we don't look on this or that side. We tend to look straight. And Krishna actually got up and saw Arjuna first. Duryodhan claimed, I was the first to come. But he said, I saw him first. Therefore, he should ask for the choice first. Then they asked, we want to know which side you are going to party. And Krishna said, see, I am not going to fight. I'll divide myself into two. One side is my army, my energy, my potency. Other side is me. One side is Narayan, other side is Narayan in Seva. Sena. So I'll give the first preference to Arjun. So Duryodhan was caught up. He said, oh my God, now Arjun is going to choose the Sena. Because Krishna, he's alone and on top of it, he's not going to fight. What's the use of taking? And then Arjun said, I want you. But he said, I won't fight. He said, you, whether you fight or not, doesn't make sense. You just be on my side, that's it. And then, hearing this, Karin Duryodhan was making faces, oh, you've taken Krishna, I'll be satisfied with Narayana.
Whatever is left.
Whatever is left. And inside he was very happy. See what a big fool I made of Arjuna. But what was the result? If you choose God's potency, if you want to enjoy God's potency, like Ravan, like Duryodhan, what is the end?
Burnt to ashes.
Burnt to ashes. Miserable death. So we should not be mad after Krishna's potency. We should become mad after Krishna. Because he is the master of his potency. He is the controller of his potency. Anything else?
Once one of our teachers commented on a sentence in Bengali or in some languages, it is said that rush after Krishna, that means you just try to or endeavor to get Krishna. But he said, what is the value of getting Krishna? You should try to get Radha. Isn't the same mentality like that?
See, these kind of statements, we are not sure what is the source from where they are coming, whether they are bona fide or not, so I am not in a position to comment. At least Prabhupada doesn't say rush after Radha, Prabhupada says rush after Krishna. So better we stick to our philosophy.
Is it not a demonic mentality?
Yes, it's demonic. It's demonic. But you should know the full statement. What is the full, whether, I mean, there might be something else. So without knowing it in detail or in full, it is better not to comment, not to judge. But in principle, why should we run after Radha?
Actually, he doesn't know who is Krishna
yes.
and who is Radharani.
Without knowing their position, how can we approach
what
them?
What was the term, sir? Such people who comment on Krishna without knowing them?
Demoniac.
No, no. Sanskrit means what, sir? Bhashi. Kya Bhashi?
Oh, Mayavadi.
Mayavadi. Mayavadi Bhashi.
Mayavadi Bhashi. Okay. Any more questions, doubts, clarifications? Hare Krishna.